Today's daf in Masechet Megillah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh. Naftali's feeling down. He just got back home. No more Cape Town. Do we get a sad face this morning or just a big N? I guess that's N for no. Here we go. Oops, Ari's on his way too. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so the good times are over. Time to come to Eretz HaKodesh. Okay, today's daf in Masechet Megillah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Chof Gimel, and we just finished yesterday learning about Matzli Tzeluye, and I believe we spoke about the Machlokas, whether that was in order to address the problem of Evan Maskit, or that was in order to address the problem of Ein Adam Choshev Rishay Lipala Panav. The Maisa, both approaches appear here. Okay, so the next thing we add in the Mishnah is the number of Kor'im. So we said that B'yom Tov, Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim, Shisha, and then we said that you're allowed to be Mosif, if it's not a day of work. Now, who does the Mishnah go according to? Apparently not Rabbi Yishmael and not Rabbi Akiva, and those are the only, so far, the only deot that we're aware of, the Tanya. B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shisha, B'Shabbat Shiv'a, that's fine so far, but look at this next piece. Ein Pochatim, and then Mosifim Aleihem. That's what Rabbi Yishmael holds. So according to him, the Mishnah doesn't work out, because our Mishnah says Mosifim Aleihem. Rabbi Akiva, Amen? Even worse. B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shiv'a, U'B'Shabbat Shisha. So, I mean, that's completely not like the Mishnah. And even though the last part works out, ein pochatimehem ava mosifim alehem, so it doesn't work out according to anybody, because obviously, Mani, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a problem, because the Mishnah says you could be mosif, kasha tosefet, and Rabbi Shmuel said beferish, but you cannot be mosif. By the way, as far as what this mosif is, Rashi seems to be learning through the sugya that the mosif is on all the latter, meaning on the Yontev and on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos. Now, that is a big machlokas, and there are other Rishonim who say no, that even though it's the all three were listed together, Mosifim is only a reference to Shabbos. But in any, which is what we do, but in any event, the question would be, it certainly can't be going like Rabbi Shmuel, and it certainly can't be going like Rabbi Akiva either, because Rabbi Akiva, kasha shisha v'shiva. So we don't have a Tana to the Mishnah. Omar Rava, there's another Tana that you're not aware of. The other Tana is also quoted as a Rabbi Shmuel, but it's a Tana de Vei Rabbi Shmuel from his Beis HaMedrash. They gave over like this, the Tana de Vei Rabbi Shmuel, B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shisha, B'Shabbat Shiv'a, Ein Pochatin Mehem, Ava Mosifim Aleihem, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, which is precisely what our Mishnah said. So, I mean, which one is right? I mean, you can't have Rabbi Shmuel saying opposite things. Kasha Rabbi Shmuel, other Rabbi Shmuel. And as often happens with Rabbi Shmuel, Trei Tanoia Libda Rabbi Shmuel, they had a long period and different brises that would come from his Beis HaMedrash, and there were oftentimes different versions at different stages of what he held. Anyway, Man Tana Laha D'Tanya, B'Yom Tov Ma'acharim Lavo, Maharim Latzet. What is the basis of this? I mean, the Pashta says it has to do with the laning. So it says, on Yom Tov, we come late to davening. Why is that? Because people are busy preparing for the Sa'uda. Don't the women do that? No, not only the women. As the Mefarshim explained, somebody has to take care of the kids, somebody has to help set the table, maybe somebody has to take out the garbage. But in any event, the Mashma'ut here is very clearly that this can be done even though it's before davening, which is not so pashut, because we learned before that you're not allowed to be magdim anything to the tefillah. And here it's saying you can start preparations for the meal. And the truth is that that's exactly what the psak was based on this sugya by Reb Shloime Zalman. He was matir doing tzorche mitzvah, anything that is a tzorche mitzvah, including, he says, which is very nogea of me, including taking out the garbage before davening, because if that's when they pick up the garbage, your wife's going to be very upset if you don't get the garbage out of the house in time. And therefore, it's considered to be Letzorach Mitzvah also. This is a rather broad interpretation of what Letzorach Mitzvah is. So he went out to travel to bake matzahs before davening and so on and so forth. And so that's a Dover Pasha. That's the Yisurim that we said was only to be Osik in your own business. But people are busy preparing for Yontif or for Shabbos or, I mean, there's nothing to prepare for Shabbos. We'll see in a minute. It's supposed to all be done before. They are allowed to be Osik with mitzvah beforehand. So because of that, you come late to shul. And since it's a Yontif and you need time for a good meal and to have a nice time on Yontif, we get out of there fast. Okay, we get out fast. How do we get out fast? Because we have fewer people for Kriya Satera, right? The Yom HaKippurim, Kom Kippur, there's no meal to prepare for. So we come early and we leave late. And on Shabbos, we come early because we prepared before, but we leave early. Ah, now that means that we spend more time in Shul on Yom Kippur than on Shabbos. Undoubtedly, this is a bit of a strange deal. Undoubtedly, that's because on Shabbos, you only have 6 Korim, and on Yom Kippur, you have 7 Korim. So therefore, you're Ma'akrim, let's say it. So does that mean that it's going only Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you have an extra reader, one extra Aliyah on Yom Kippur, and that's why we get out late? No, says the Gemara, I got news for you. It's a long davening. Forget about the laning. Afilo Tamer Rabbi Yishmael, Nafish Sidura the Yuma. There's an awful lot of stuff that we got to say. It's, no, and people can spend the whole day in shul. So therefore, that has nothing to do with our machlokas. Now, where did we get the idea that we break things up in this way on the days that are more than the minimum of the Tzorach Chol? And the additional to show the meaning of the fact that today is special and we bring a musaf. But like, where do we get the idea that we should have a additional one of the 5 and the 7? And I mean, even though we gave before a mocker for the 3, but if you have a pattern of 3, 5, 7, and the 4s we're only throwing in basically because we want to make a shinui. So where does that pattern come from? 3, 5, and 7. So, or some say that actually we should be masker Reb Shimon ben Pazi first, and Chad de Ime would be Reb Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. But whatever the Seder is, some say actually it wasn't Reb Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, it was Shmuel bar Nachmeni, but one says it's connected Birkas Kohanim, which is what immediately suggests itself, because we have the 3 psukim in Birkas Kohanim, organized as 3, 5, 7. Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha is 3, Yoher is 5, and so on. So that's what we use. And that would be the reason that since the Torah talks about the way in which we give over the brachas to Yisrael, so Memela were koveya the brachas of Yisrael on the Torah and the Aliyahs, kineged that. V'chadomer, kineged shlosha shomrei hasaf, chamisha miro'ei pnei ha-melech, and Shiva ro'ei pnei ha-melech. So we see in Melachim, we see that there is a getter of the dayanim that would be with the melech at all times. Remember that we used this same pasuk to deal with the issue of how many people we need to have in Beis Din that is going to be ma'aber es hachodesh or yibur shana. So we spoke about 3, 5, and 7 over there also. That we're ma'atchil aduna. We learned from that same pasuk, which is mashma, that it was an actual way in which the Roi Pnei HaMelech had to do with the Mishpat. Very interesting. That's the way Rabbi Yoshi Ber learns it. And that there was a specific Beis Din, because the Melech was very much in need of constant hadrocha of how to act and whether he was paskening correctly, like we see by David HaMelech. That everything that I said, I went and I asked, Bepi Boshes Rabbi, Yafa Dante, Yafa Siti. Okay, so apparently a melech has a special Beis Din, and those are his cabinet. Now that's the way to run a country. So those are the ones who are Roi Pnei HaMelech, Mi Roi Pnei HaMelech. It's a general cabinet. And then there's the Miuchadim that he can share even his intimate concerns, whether this is a correct anhoga or not. That was the Mi Roi Pnei HaMelech. So we have the Shomrei HaSaf Mamash, and those are the ones that there Rashi says those are the ones that are the Shomrei HaSaf of the Beis HaMikdash, and they have the Mafteches HaZorah in their hands and so on. Then we have five out of the cabinet as being the inner cabinet, and that's where that concept comes from. There's the Shiva Roei Pnei HaMelech, and there's the Chamisha Mei Roei Pnei HaMelech. So you have the inner cabinet of five, and then we have Shiva Roei Pnei HaMelech, which Rashi understands is coming specifically over here, Megillah, as the Melech Achashverosh, which Tosfos says, that's a little bit strange that we would use Achashverosh, isn't it? So it's Keneged, the ones that were mentioned in Yirmiyahu Itanis, but the truth is, of course, that Malchus de Arak ain't Malchus de Rakia, and the aspects of Malchus are universal aspects, and they're megala the nature of the way Malchus develops. And therefore, it's not such a pella that we should use, as Rashi does, the Malchus Achashverosh. Toni Rav Yosef, the Shlosha Chamisha Veshiva, Shlosha Shomrei HaSaf, Chamisha Miroei Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Roei Pnei HaMelech, this is the Braita. Omar Le Abaye, well, why didn't you ever tell us that before? I mean, everybody's sitting here arguing what's it about and you never taught it to us. Omar Le, excuse me? I'm supposed to know that you don't know this. I mean, you want to know something? Ask, for God's sake. Do have you done it the Tzrichut Alei? What, did you ever ask me something that I don't tell you? I keep things secret. I mean, what are you dining on me for? If there's something that you're not sure of, you should have spoken to me. Anyway, where do we get the six of Yom Kippur? Because 3, 5, 7 is one thing. So, Omar le Yaakov mino'a l'Rav Yehuda, hani shisha d'Yom HaKippurim k'neged mi. We haven't explained where we get six on Yom Kippur. Now, Yaakov Minoa is a very strange way of calling somebody. I mean, if Yaakov Minoa means that he's a min, then, I mean, would we actually quote him as a min? So, okay, so maybe it should say matzoah, which means that that was his business, that he would make matzoot, he would make, what do you call them, like we make on a sukkahs, like mats to sit on. Others learn that maybe Minoa was because he lived in Minas Tirith. So because of that, he was like a chosh of a person, so they called him Minoa. Or they say there was a place called Minas. And maybe that's the pshat. Okay, but in any event, it's definitely a little bit strange every time we quote Yaakov Minoa, what exactly is he talking about? But he says, I'd like to know what the six are. So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Omalei kineged shisha sh'amdu mimino shel Ezra, Vishisha Mismaloshalazra. Because we're talking about over there, that was like the time when they got everybody together and they were standing there in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and it describes over there six people on either side of Ezra HaSofer as he was reading. And it says, Vayamod Ezra HaSofer HaMigdal Eitz HaSher HaSuladavar. So they had this special Migdal Eitz, which it has to specify, because it's only mutter to that temporarily. Remember, as we learned in Sukkah, you can't put a actual permanent building. That's why it says, Asher Asula Davar. They made this just for this occasion, to be able to read. Vayamod Etzlo. And on the one hand, this is Al Yamino, were Matitya, Shema, Anaya, Uriya, Chilkia, and Maaseya. That's Al Yamino. Umismolo, Pidaya, Mishael, Malkia, Hashum, Hashbadana, and Zecharia Mishulam. Zecharia Mishulam, we're going to see, is one person. Wait a minute, but if you read each one as a different name, then you get seven on the left. No. Zecharia Mishulam is the same person. Hainu Zecharia, Hainu Mishulam. Amaikar O Mishulam, because he was Mishlem Be'uvadim. He was like a Tzadik Gomer, so he was a Mushlam. And it's clear that that must be this, because why do we have, in every single one of them, we have a Vav, and the only one that we don't have the Vav in is Zecharia Mishulam. So it's Mashma, somewhat like that, right? All right, I mean, there's got to be a reason why we leave out the Vav from the double. Tana Rabbana, Hakol Olim L'Minyan Shiva. Actually, everybody counts towards these seven. Afilu Katan, Afilo Isha, Aval Omru Chachomim, Isha Lo Tikra B'Torah Mipnei Kvod Tzibur. Mi'ikar Hadin, there is no actual demand that a person should be Dafka Godol and Dafka Male and so on and so forth. And therefore, you can call up a katan also. We don't do that, but that's a minute that we don't do that. And it's not mi ikra din. We do call up a katan from aftir, so that much is still there from the original minhag. And the only reason that we don't call up a woman is because it makes it look like there's no men available that know how to read, and only the woman knows how to read. So because of that, like we saw before, that the Chachomim said, that's not right. You should be able to read yourself. So it's because of the covet of the tzibur that it looks bad. By the way, there's another inyan over here. The other inyan over here is, what about kol isha? So even though many understand that the inyan of kol isha is dafka singing, but there are shitot that say that kol isha includes any han'amat kol, any kind which would include leaning from the Torah. If she's not just Siri, so then she's a person. And then that means that the han'amat kol gives you a sense of intimacy with her. I'd like to see Siri lane. But anyway, but certainly a woman who's laning, I mean, there's a han'amat kol. So because of this, you see that the esek in a mitzvah, and a kol shel mitzvah, that's okay. So we're medayik from here. Rav Moshe actually paskened based on this, that a woman can give a shir, and that even if in the court context of a shir, I mean, she's obviously not speaking in a Siri monotone, she seems to be human, that afal pike, and you see from here that that's okay because that's a tzorach mitzvah. Iboilu, what about the maftir? Is the maftir one of the seven, or is the maftir a separate leaning? So maftir maushi ya'ale liminyan shiv'a. So Rav Huna Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba argue about this. Chad omer ole, v'chad omer eino ole. So the Mani Omer says that the maftir is ole. Why shouldn't he be ole? He's reading from the Torah, isn't he? Da'akari. Umandi omer eino ole. That's kedeula. Da'omar ula, please mute. Da'omar ula, Daniel. Da'omar ula, mipnei ma maftir benavit tzarich shiikra b'torah techila. Why do we have the maftir also reading from the Torah, if he's just added material? Only mipnei kvoda Torah, because if we don't, so then it looks like you do a kriya from the Torah and you do a kriya from the Navi, and these two things are basically the same. I mean, you see, you do the same thing. When you finish reading from the Torah, the guy gets up there, reads from the Navi, as if it's just as chashuv as the Torah. So in order to make it clear that no, the actual leaning of the chashivas is from the Torah, and from the Navi, we're just saying things that are bring people to understand the Torah. So because of that, we read from the maftir. So if the only, the maftir reads for the haftarah, and the maftir, what we call the maftir, which is a strange way to refer to it, but the maftir means the guy speaking the maftarah, obviously. But we refer to that last repetitive aliyah, like ula, as the maftir, because that way it shows the kavod haftarah. And so because of that, how can we, if that's the case, how can we count him as one of the oilim? He's only coming up there in order that it shouldn't look that the Torah is on the same madrig as the Navi. Sekivan, the Mishum Kovad HaTorah Hu L'minyan Alo Salak, he's not coming as an actual laner, is he? So therefore, he should not be counted, because he's not really part of it. It's very interesting that we sometimes do count, and we sometimes don't count. So in other words, when it comes to the time in which the maf, let's say we have a laning, which we have to read from Rosh Chodesh. So over there, actually, we paskin that we do count towards. This is very interesting. This is the whole machlokas. What is the issue over here in terms of the actual minhag of what we do? So Tosfos brings that we did really used to count, but then we ended up with this takana to say Kaddish. And once you say Kaddish, now already you're making this distinction from the end of the Kriya and the next Kriya. So because of that, we didn't add any new material. If he's just going to read over material that was already read, so then he doesn't count. Masha Ein came when it comes to, let's say, Rosh Chodesh. So over there we had take out a separate Sefer Torah, and we read something new. So if we read something new, then we could definitely count it. But then the question is, once we were koveya, the Kaddish that comes in between, then already there's a machlokes whether we should count it or not, because the Kaddish is like a hefzik between the Kriya and the full Kriya, which should be the seven, and the maftir. But you see, there's many issues, and there's a lot of historical changes that had to do with the way that we end up having our minhagim. Meisvet. So you see from here, l'chora, that we count the maftir, because it says, ha-maftir ben avi, lo yivchot mi-asrim ve-achat psukim, keneged shiv'a shekaru b'torah. If he's going to be reading, he should be reading a minimum of 21 psukim. Why? Because in the same way that we leaned from the Torah, it's not hot enough, Barnea, please just put it back in the microwave for a sec, okay? I would say 30 seconds. Thanks. So since we had seven Korim, and each one has to read a minimum of three Psukim, so that gives us 21 Psukim, and he's reading Keneged the Torah, so he should read 21 Psukim from the Navi. Now, if the Maftir himself counts as a additional reader, and not as one of the seven, so then that means that we read 24 Psukim. So Esrim, the Arba Avyan. So how come he only reads 21? Now this, of course, is assuming that, as the minhag was, that he would read something in addition, and not just repeat. Answers the Gemara, given to Bishum Kovatera, who we said the only reason that he's reading at all is not because he's part of the actual Kriya, it's because of not wanting to denigrate the Torah, that it should be on the same level as a Navi. So therefore, he doesn't have to add anything. Because Kenegdo Nami, lo boy. So, as Tosva says, obviously if we're asking that we should add another three psukim, then it must be that the minig at that time was that the maftir definitely added things, right? Otherwise, it's very ridiculous to say there should be three more psukim. Why? Because he repeated the psukim. So again, this is what Tosva discusses, the issue of whether once they made the minig that there should be a kaddish, so then he's choser and not adding to what was. Anyway, Matki Florova, look, Lemaisa, you're telling me that you need 21 psukim. And I'm telling you that, take a look at Tzav, okay? In Parshas Tzav, how long is the entire Haftorah? 17 psukim. So that Haftorah of Olotechem Sifu, there's not even 21 psukim in it. And we read that as Haftorah. According to you, we shouldn't be allowed to read that as Haftorah. Shining Atam. The Solik and Yonah. Well, obviously, if you finish the whole sugya, you don't read more. But what we're saying is that if you're taking a selection, then take us this, out of the selection, 21 psukim. Okay, interesting. Lemaisa, we don't just read 17 because we want to have a siyum bedover tov, but we don't add enough to get to 21. So therefore, the kasha still stands. Anyway, so because it's Solik and Yonah, it's not nogea, and therefore we were not going to start a new sugya. So vehechadolo solakinyanolo, what are you telling me? That if it doesn't end, that then not, and then you'd have to read 21 because you could still go on? Didn't Rav Shmuel Bar Arba say that I could tell you plenty of times that I was standing there during the Haftorah with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the Rav in the shul. Vehechavikarina natsara psuki amre lanafsiku. And when they read 10 psukim from the Haftorah, so Rabbi Yochanan would say, enough already. Stan, what about the 21 psukim? Says the Gemara, well, wait a minute. Over there, there was a turgeman. And when there's a turgeman, so then it takes much longer. Detani riftach lifa bar Shmuel. When do we say that you have to have 21 psukim? That's only in a place where there's no turgeman. Avomokam sheyesh turgeman? Because it's such a tirchat tzibura, that we're going to have, I mean, we have to translate every pasuk of 21 psukim. My God. No wonder Rabbi Yochanan said enough already. So therefore, some learn that the reason is because we treat the pasuk that the Turgaman is saying as if it's another pasuk. So, okay. But the pasuk is just because of the actual Tirchat Tzibura. Anyway, we are ready for our kapitan. As you can clearly see, So, what about the dinim about a minyan? Now, remember, we already saw that there was a special concept of a minyan in terms of presume nisa when it came to the sugya of Megillah. But there are also the normal concept of a minyan, which has to do with the idea of a dover shebikdusha. So what is the requirement for a minyan bichlal? Well, in parsin al shema, we do not do the prisa on shema. Now, this is one of the big issues. What the heck is parsim al shema? This is a big machlokas bishonim, how to understand the word parsim. So Rashi learns the idea of parsim is from paratz, something that you break into two. So it's talking about saying one bracha of birchas kriyat shema, and we would need a minyan for that. So he says it's referring to a case where people came into shul late, and they didn't get a chance to hear baruchu, the tzibur, and so on. So then if you have 10 people that are over there, then you're allowed to say baruchu. But according to Rashi, saying baruchu is never mutter just as baruchu. If you're going to say baruchu, then it includes the entire first brocha of kriyat shema. More than that, Rashi says that the kedusha that we say in that first brocha of kriyat shema cannot be said biyachid. And we say the kadosh, 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 just as if it's kedusha. That's as mashmin Rashi. Just as if it's the kedusha we say in Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, you need to have a minyan in order to be able to say it. So because of that, says Rashi, let's say you see this often, which is based on Rashi's approach, but only the way the Ramah learns it, as we'll see. Sometimes somebody will come in late for davening, and after he didn't hear Baruchu, and after everybody finishes davening, he gets up there and he says his own Baruchu because he wants to have a Baruchu. Are you allowed to do that, first of all? Because here it says you need to have asara, but that's the number of people that you say the baruchu to. How many people need to have been late in order to be parses hashma for them? That's a big machlokas. Some say 7, some say 6, some say even 5, some say 3, and some say even for an individual, which is what these people rely on, that the individual gets up there and they can say baruchu. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you cannot just say baruchu. You have to say the entire bracha from baruchu until the bracha on Me'orot. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It's the Ramah who paskins for the Ashkenazim, and he says that the minhag is not to say the entire bracha of Yotzer Or. You say Kaddish, you say baruchu, and everybody answers Baruch Hashem Amavorach. And that's enough. And furthermore, the other issues about whether you're allowed to say the Kedusha of Yotzer, Dafke Basara, and I mean, it's obvious from the Gemara in Brochas that it's not Dafke Basara if it's the Kedusha of Yotzer. But Rashi explained over there that that's talking about where you have a tzibur in shul. Except that you're davening biyachid, you're not davening together with them. So once the shechina is shruya in a mokum of asara, you're allowed to say birchas yotzer on your own. But Rashi holds, if you're davening in your home, you can't say birchas yotzer, you can't say the kedusha of birchas yotzer. That's one approach. The other approach to the lashon of parsim is that, like the Rambam says in the Pirish HaMishnayis, that the idea of parsim is not from the lotion of prisa in the sense of half. It's from the lotion of to be pores, like making a bed. We also call it prisat matzaot, right? So that means spreading out the shema in front of the tzibur, so to speak. And therefore, according to this, what it means is saying all of the brachas of kriyat shema to be motzi everyone that's in the shul, which is the way that the Svaranim do it and the Temanim do it. So over there, the tzibur is yotze with the brachas of the shliach tzibur of the entire Birchas Kriyat Shema. And that requires a minyan, because we're not mitakein for an individual to be motzi others unless it was as part of the actual Seder in the Beit HaKnesset with a minyan. This is the way the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos as well. It's the way the Rabbeinu Yonah is masbir. And there's a lot of riyas and discussions about these things. I mean, the Pashta says, because in Masechet Sofrim it says, Ein porsin al shma, ve'ein omrim kadishu borchu, pochot mi'asara, which makes it very clear that those are two totally different issues. There's the brochas of Kriyat Shema, and then there's borchu and kadish. And they're listed as separate in Yonim, so we can't make them into all one thing like we do over here. But anyway, so this is a big sugya, and very, very different among the Ashkenazim and among the Temanim. So what we mean by Porsina al Shema. And they...
Every Israeli Tfila ends with Baruch Hu. Why do they do that?
I think that's just that people should get a chance to answer a Baruch Hu and a Kaddish. But it's not the Baruch Hu of Prisa al Shema. So, first of all, in person al Shema, they actually call it Prisa. So they'll tell somebody to be, go up and be Peres al Shema. Not to be the Chazen. What do you mean the Chazen? What is that? If you stick to the old ways of what used to be Jews, so then it's Prisa al Shema. Eino vrim lifnei ateva. We don't have somebody who repeats the Amidah. Eino sinat kapehem. And Kohanim cannot say Birkat Kohanim. Now, here there's a big question whether this is a din in a Dover Shebigdusha, and that's why it's listed over here, like all of the Dover Shebigdusha, which we're going to learn out from the Meraglim of all places of the Eda HaRa'ah Hazot. Sometimes you feel that, yeah, it's a good thing we have that limud. But anyway, others learn that the din of Birchas Kohanim is a separate thing. That's because it says Kotevorchu es Bnei Yisrael. And when it says Bnei Yisrael, we learn that from V'nigdashti B'toch Bnei Yisrael, which is always referring to a minyan, but it's because of that Gezeirah Shavah, not because it's Mamish itself, Adover Shepi Kedusha. But others learn that if you were using the Shem Hashem in a public context, so then we need for a minyan, because look, Abbe Zimun, we also learn that we need to have a minyan because we're not going to be masker davar shabikdusha like that. Okay. Anyway, continues. Ein korin batorah, ein maftirin binavi, ein osim ma'amad u'moshav. This refers to what's done at a kvura. So we still do in most places. That used to be that you said, Shvu Yukorim, Shvu, Imdu Yukorim, Imdu. So they would sit down, and then they would say various inyonim, Kaddish, or say Tehillim, or whatever. It's slightly different nowadays, but it used to be that it was an actual moshav that they would sit. Ein omrim birkat avelim, which was, we'll talk about a special brochas that were said on the Su'udah v'Havara, which was brought to the first Su'udah, to the avelim, which used to be eaten outside. V'tanchume avelim, and that refers to the shura that we say. And it's strange, what does that require a minyan? Ubirkat chatanim, and we don't even say a zimun with the Shem Hashem, unless we have asara. And when it comes to shuma, so shuma means making an estimation of what a person has to pay if he was a magdish property. So it says over there, we learn out from the pasuk, you need to have 10 people, and one of them has to be a kohen. So bekarkaot, you need 10 people, but one of them needs to be a kohen. And that's a special din, obviously not a din in Kedusha, and the same thing is true of an adam. If we do need to evaluate what a person is worth, who gave over his domim to the Beis HaMikdash, it requires 10 people, and one of them is a kohen. So how do we get all of this? As a gemara, non-emulate. Look, you take a look at the pasuk, it says, V'nigdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. So that means you have to be within b'nei Yisrael. That's called a varsha b'gdusha. Lo yeh pochot mi'asara. So that means anything that has nikdashti has to be within b'nei Yisrael. excuse me, where does it say anything here about 10? This is like the old, you know, Avram Avinu and the Yarmulke proof. You know, well, since it says you have to do it in Shul, it's got to be a minion. That's a riot that it's got to be a minion. What are you talking about? No, you don't understand. It's the word toch, nikdashti, betoch b'nei Yisrael. That word toch is a gzereshava. The Tani Rabbi Chia atya toch toch. K'tiv acham v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. Uchtiv hatam, hi badlu mitoch ha'eda hara'a hazod. So here we're talking about Korach. And there it says, get the heck out of there before you get swallowed up with them. So betoch is used as the eda hara'a. And that means there's got to be 10. Excuse me? It's got to be 10. How do we see the 10? Ah, because we're learning out how Eidah. And Eidah is 10. How do we know Eidah is 10? From the Meraglim. Dechtivatam, ad matay le'Eidah hara'ah hazot. How long are we going to allow these people to be in this world? Mala halan asara, afkan asara. So we learn out from the Meraglim who you need to be with in a minyan. It's amazing. And Rav Meisha Zatzal used this halacha l'maisa as the makor of many piskei halachas. So he tainted that since the Gemara says, Dover gadol amru bo tasha'a, chazaku mimenu, which that means, as the Gemara says, even the balabayit eno yocholot siet kelav misham. Kav yochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't get rid of these people that he brought in there, the Knanim. So that means that they were kafrim. So if they were kafrim, and we're calling them Eidah Ra'ah, and that's the mocker for a minion, so you see that you're allowed to have kafrim, being mashalim the minion. So because of that, he says, as all of these piskei halachas, that you can be mitzaref, people that are mechalal Shabbos, before hesya even, because a kofir is even worse than that. And he was very, very makel on all of those halachas based on this Gemara. And not everybody thought that that was a good idea. There's a lot of pumas against Rav Moshe's psak, which is that obviously, I mean, it says that they, Adover Gadol Omer, that's Michas V'Chalila, these were the guys that were the biggest tzaddikim, they were Kulam Anoshim, they were all tzaddikim, Yoshua is listed not as the first of them, I mean, Yoshua is like a tail to these Gedolei Torah. I mean, it's to say that it's literally Kaifrim, but they're equivalent to Mechalei Shabbos before Hesya because of this mistake that the Ramban says is the meaning that the only chet was that they said, Ephes, I mean, it's a little bit exaggerated. So, you know, there's many tshuvas that disagree with making such things. Then they do not allow the tzira for Mechalei Shabbos to a minyan, certainly not for Aliyah L'Torah and so on and so forth in the context that we have over here. But anyway, it's fascinating because it's very, very nogea, obviously. And Yesh Lema Milismoch, Rav Meisha had many tshuvas on this inyan in which he was samech on this idea that the Meraglim. And listen, the bottom line is there is a sense of smell in the issue, meaning that if Chazal went out of their way and find the whole Gilui of Asorah to be Eidah Hara'ah Hazot, something is going on, obviously. To sit and argue about how bad is all very nice. But the bottom line is, it's clearly making a point. And that's the point. Do not look for the Nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael. What are you looking for? Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Look for Spinoza. That's what he's saying. This is also B'toch B'nei Yisrael. There is that sense. And that's what Rav Moshe Zatzal was picking up, and he was sensitive to these in Yanni. Okay.
So there's that already, there's an underlying Kedusha in every member of Am Yisrael.
Yeah, exactly. Ve'eno si ma'amadu moshav pochot mi'asara. What exactly is the reason for that? Because even though you can't say Zadovar Shabbi Kedusha, but we do say these special words, Imdu Yikarim Amodu, my dearest ones, my sweet ones, stand, sit, Shvu Yikarim, Shvu. We don't think that it's appropriate to call Stam people my dear ones unless they really have that, as Alon just brought out, they have that commonality of being a real representation of B'toch B'nai Yisrael. Then they're dear, and you feel that they're dear, and they're special, and beloved. So, but, it's inappropriate to be koveya, that kind of thing, if you don't have a minion to express it. as Rashi says. I mean, if you're ready to call these guys Yikarim, what are you going to say about a big mass of Bnei Yisrael? What are they going to be? How much more love can you express than dear? Okay, Birkat Chatanim. What's the Ein Omrim Birkat Chatanim? Ein Omrim Birkat Avelim. What is a Birkat Avelim? That is the bracha that is made on the first Achila, and it was done in the Rechava. They would sit down outside, and they had all of those brachas about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Menachem you, and we had a special bracha, the Baruch Atah Hashem, the Menachem Avelim. Those are special brachas, and they were made specifically in a makom that there are 10. And Amar Reb Yitzchak, Amar Reb Yochanan, the Birkat Avelim requires asara that do not include the Avelim, because the whole idea of the bracha is that they're talking to the Avelim, the Menachem Avelim. So the 10 people that are going to be Mavarach with the Shem Hashem on the Birkas Avelim do not include the Avelim themselves. But Birkat Chatanim, which is also Ba'asara, there the Chatanim are Min HaMinyan, because those are not the brachot to the Chatanim. So they are included. Ve'in Mezanim Al HaMazon B'Shem, Pachot Mi'asara. We don't use the Shem Hashem, because given the Boilam Ema Nevorech Lelokeinu, Botzer Mi'asara Lav Urach Ara. It just seems inappropriate. What, I mean, like a couple of guys get together and God is taking care of us. It's like, not, if you have that Darg of Kedush of Yisrael, so then they're speaking for the universe. So over there, it makes sense to talk about Asara Mi'asara Elokeinu. And then we said that in order to do a proper estimation of the value of karka, which now you're going to be paying to Hekdesh, you need tish'ah plus a coin. And if you're doing that for an Adam, it's the same halacha. Where do we get the idea that you need to have a coin? Minon emile, Omar Shmuel. Look, if you take a look in the parsha of the idea of Erechin at the end of Vayikra, so it says 10 times. It says HaKohen, HaKohanim, 10 times. So if you add up those 10 times, you get 10 people. So then they all have to be Kohenim, no? No. Because one of them is coming to tell me that it has to be a Kohen. Yes. Chad is Legufe. But the idea over here, then, when we go on, apparently in Rashi we don't have these next words, is that idach, every other one, is coming as a miyut achar miyut. So when you keep saying a kohen, and only a kohen, that meant and only a kohen once. And then you say a kohen again, but then it should be only a kohen, I repeat it again. So ein miyut achar miyut ela l'rabbos. Tisha Yisraelim v'chad kohenim. Kohen. Ask more, wait, why don't we deal with each one as a miyut, and then a miyut achar miyut? So why don't we say 5 kohanim and 5 Yisraelim? Kohen. Kohen, meaning even Yisrael. No, only a Kohen. No, Kohen, meaning even Yisrael. So we do that 5 times, basically, because we have these groups of miyut achar miyut 5 times. I don't know. Truth is, kasha. I don't know exactly, but anyway, this is the way that we're makabel to learn it. And the same thing is true about an Adam. What do you mean about an Adam? How does an Adam get Kedusha, like Karka? No, says Rabbi Abba. Obviously, it's talking about where the person said, my actual monetary value, Domi Alai, didn't say Erchi Alai. So by Domi Alai, he has to be estimated what his value is on the open market. So the Tanya, Ha'omer Domi Alai, Shaminoto Ke'eved. But an Eved, how do we know an Eved needs 10? Because an Eved is similar to Karka. Because we learn that out from the Pasuk, V'itnachaltem otam livnechem achrechem, l'reshet achuza, referring to the avodim that you take from the umes, and therefore it has the same din as the nachala, and the earth that you're giving over as a heritage.